My father run a gin all the time. I drove a horse gin when I was a little boy. Him and his grandfather put him up a horse gin, worked four mules. And they'd sit up on him, had us a little seat. Sometime old mule, if some hay or something blow across and he'd get pretty hungry, he'd just stop. I'd cut your gin off, stop, reach down, reach down and get it. So we didn't have nothing to do. I ought to have been in school, sitting up there, gin and 2 bales and a half of cotton. Papa would. My uncle would just feed it a little heavy, and he wasn't interested in it. Papa and my grandfather owned it. Mm-hmm. He'd feed heavy, he'd gin 3 bales, a little bit, but Papa wouldn't gin over 2 or 2 and a half. Get him, he'd put it too heavy and break something, he's interested. My uncle didn't care. He, 8 or 10 years younger than he was, he's single, he just let it go on in there. I'd be sitting up there and on the levers, meow, thing crying around there, needing grease and coals. You ever seen, you ain't seen nothing like that, have you?
No, sure haven't, no. back to the house, and I'm wondering, what did you have, where you spent most of your time? What kind of furniture did you have? Would you describe the different things you would have around the room where you'd, when you were young? Do you remember the different things that you'd have in the room?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir, we had just, the rooms was large. We had just about what we had now. And then they bought a sewing machine the same year I was born. Mm-hmm. And my sister, folks, got that yet.
Right?
A sewing machine, my mother sewed. Mm-hmm. And they had that sewing machine. I've sewed. I used to help her piece quilts on it, and I've shared skirts. It used to be sky. Folks would bring sewing up and share these skirts around there. I learned how to run that thing. Mm-hmm. I got that. We had sewing machine, dresses.
I see.
Washstand.
What did you use to sit on?
Chairs.
Would you describe them?
Oh, yes, sir. Just chairs like we got now.
Is that right?
That's the first I see. The same cane bottom chairs.
And would you have something like this?
No,
we're sitting
sir.
On?
I never seen nothing like that. No, sir. Didn't have nothing like that.
Did you have anything that two people could sit on?
Anything? What?
Anything that two people could sit on together?
Oh, no, sir. We didn't have no, no, sir. We didn't have no double chairs. It may have been some, but we didn't.
Uh-huh.
You see, it was some, it was right smart folks was over us. Mm-hmm. Of course, it was some pretty good livers, but I was young, I didn't get up in there. It may have been something like that, but we didn't have none of that.
Uh-huh. What do you call this piece of furniture now? What do you call this?
I don't pay much attention to it. I don't know my daughter. Uh-huh. I don't know what you'd call it. I didn't look at the book.
Or would you call it a sofa? Does that sound right?
I don't know, sir.
Uh-huh.
Right. You could use it for a sofa. I don't know whether it's you go in the name of a sofa or not. You couldn't. But I don't. It's something they call it. They change name thing. I wouldn't know.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't.
Well, I'm interested in what you used to have, you know, when you
were
young.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, we didn't have anything like this.
I see.
And I don't know the folks. We was country folks. My father was a country man. And